Democrats had a strong night. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Those comments from President Biden in his first public comments about the midterm elections. As for the undecided races that could determine the balance of power in Congress, the president says he will cross the aisle.
Regardless of what the final tally in these elections show, and there's still some counting going on, I'm prepared to work with my Republican colleagues. The American people have made clear, I think, that they expect Republicans to be prepared to work with me as well.
As for his own plans for 2024, the president said he intends to run but will speak to his family before making a final decision. President Biden was asked who he would prefer to run against in 2024, former President Trump or Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who handily won a second term last night but is considered a top contender for the Republicans for the White House.
In a combative speech, DeSantis said the victory was a win for the ages, and that the state of Florida has become a bastion of freedom for the rest of the country.
We reject woke ideology. We fight the woke in the legislature. We fight the woke in the schools. We fight the woke in the corporations. We will never, ever surrender to the woke mob. Florida is where woke goes to die.
It was a big night for Republicans in Florida, with Senator Marco Rubio winning easily over Representative Val Demings by 16 points.
Fox's Steve Harrigan. A rare November hurricane heading for Florida as Nicole has become a Category 1 storm. It's expected to reach the state later tonight, and forecasters say the storm surge could further erode beaches hit by Hurricane Ian. The EPA says it will consider adopting stricter rules on locomotive emissions in response to concerns raised by California regulators. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
At least two more states have approved the recreational use of marijuana.
Maryland and Missouri becoming the newest states to legalize recreational marijuana, meaning 21 states have now approved recreational use for cannabis. While the legalization was a big win for marijuana advocates, Arkansas and North Dakota voters rejected similar proposals. South Dakota also had legalization on the ballot, but the votes are still being tallied. Some see it as a sign of the public's changing opinion on the drug, as President Joe Biden recently made efforts to decriminalize marijuana. Last month, the president announced the pardoning of thousands of U.S. citizens convicted of simple possession of marijuana under federal law. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
The head of Tesla has dumped a lot of its stock.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk sold 19.5 million shares of Tesla between November 4th and 8th after he completed the purchase of Twitter. The sale, worth nearly $4 billion, was revealed in a filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission, but didn't offer a reason for unloading the shares. Musk is left with a stake of approximately 14% of Tesla. The Twitter sale was closed with the help of $13 billion in loans from banks and other commitments. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
This is Musk is trying to reassure big companies that advertise on Twitter that his takeover won't harm their brands, acknowledging that what he called dumb things may happen on the way to creating a better user experience. Despite a jammed solar panel, a Northrop Grumman capsule delivered several tons of supplies to the International Space Station. The shipment arrived 2 days after arriving from Virginia. Among the 8,200 pounds of supplies, brackets needed for a spacewalk next week to expand the station's power, as well as apples, blueberries, cheese, peanut butter, and ice cream. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.